greetings. Here we are again with another edition of Moments of Melody. What then? You do your best to treat your fellow man fairly and have a host of friends, and then someday hear God say to you, "Depart from me. You rejected my Son as your Savior." What then? Face the fact of God. He's real, and you must meet him someday. Face the fact of sin. Its wages are death, eternal separation from God, and that penalty must be paid. Face the fact of accountability. It cannot be avoided by any human method. In eternity, you will face the divine account of your whole life and meet its consequences. Accept the fact that God loves you, gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to die as your substitute, so that you might be forgiven and receive as a free gift God's own eternal life. Stop doing the best you can, and trust in what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you upon the cross of Calvary. If we could save ourselves from sin, God never would have permitted his Son to endure the sufferings of the cross for you and me. Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10. And now they reached Jericho, and Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and with a great multitude. Bartimaeus, the blind man, Timaeus' son, was sitting there by the wayside begging. And hearing that this was Jesus of Nazareth, he fell to crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many of them rebuked him and told him to be silent. And he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and bade them summon him, and so they summoned the blind man. "Take heart," they said, "and rise up. He is summoning thee." Whereupon he threw away his cloak and leaped to his feet, and so came to Jesus. Then Jesus answered him, "What wouldst thou have me do for thee?" And the blind man said to him, "Lord, give me back my sight." Jesus said to him, "Away home with thee, thy faith has brought thee recovery." And all at once he recovered his sight and followed Jesus on his way. Bartimaeus was blind physically, but you know so many are blind spiritually. They think only of business, of trying to get to the top of the ladder socially and other ways. This is by far the worst kind of blindness. Spiritual blindness. But Jesus can open those eyes too, if only they will come to him.